We call Samhain, what we term Samhain, it's now Halloween, and even that's a corruption of the word Halloween. And so we're losing something off ancient Samhain as the years go by. And sometimes take a step back. We want people to take a step back. And what are we talking about here? But Samhain was one of the most important dates in the pre-Christian Celtic calendar. We're going into winter, but to the ancient Celts, this was the change of year. This, we were moving into a new year. Nature around you was telling you this. Simply look at the hazel grove down the road, for example. The hazelnuts are already on the floor. They're on the ground. Yeah, they've been sowed. So nature's taken its course, and be it a sheep, a goat, a deer, someone has stood on it and trod it into the soft, mucky ground. And in a short way, germinates, and that's birth. All that happens before our end of year, which is in December. So nature has already closed down and will open up on the 1st of November again. Very important as well, during that time, the old belief of our ancients, it was that time of the year where the veil between the two worlds, the living and the other world, was so thin that you could slip between both. You could visit each other. There's a danger you could slip into the other world and perhaps get lost there, not get back. There was also the other danger of people coming from the netherworld into the world of the living, moving freely about, and perhaps even steal you away. So there were steps to be taken. You had to disguise yourself. Now you can see how, when we disguise ourselves, how that's been borrowed into the modern day, and we're run about with ridiculous looking masks of individuals who have no place in Halloween, Freddy Krueger and so on. But the purpose of that was, ancient times, you disguised yourself, horribly so, because you disguised yourself as the being who could easily slip in from the other world to steal you away. They ignored you if you looked like one of them. It was as simple as that.